This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. You may have to read these stories in their entirety to believe them. In one day, if you draw conclusions from what these people say, two abortion advocates are saying we should kill unborn children because of either their race or economic standing, and that we must kill unborn children when we discover a problem with their DNA. Cecile Richards, using the riots in Ferguson, Missouri, implied that if abortion were more available, things like this wouldn't happen. And self-proclaimed bioethicist Richard Dawkins is saying that it is immoral not to abort babies with Down syndrome. The National Right to Life Committee made an endorsement Wednesday in a state where U.S. Senate candidates are miles apart on the life issue. Incumbent Senator Mark Begich says he will not vote for the Pain-Capable Unborn Child Protection Act, and his challenger, Alaska State Attorney General Dan Sullivan, says he will vote for the bill, which would use the pain experienced in an abortion to ban late-term abortions nationally. NRLC has endorsed the challenger. This is Life News Radio.
After facing the reality of abortion, the next thing to face is that there are millions of women, men also, with an abortion in their past who need and deserve love. Yes, love and healing after an abortion. If you or someone you love is hurting after abortion, visit rachelsvineyard.org or call 877-HOPE-FOR-ME. 877-HOPE-FOR-ME. For me.
Martin Haskell's Ohio abortion business, which helped develop the partial birth abortion procedure, will, after 30 years in business, stop doing abortions. Haskell announced he will no longer fight Ohio over this clinic's inability to gain hospital admitting privileges. This has been Life News Radio.